We're going to go live now to the Tunisia-Libya border and speak with our good friend David Kirkpatrick of the New York Times. He's reported on the Libyan crisis in the past for us. And this morning we wanted to get an update on the fighting we observed over the weekend, fighting in Benghazi between what apparently were two different factions of what we thought were rebels. Is there disunity within the rebel forces in Benghazi, David Kirkpatrick?
There's tensions within the rebel forces. The battle this weekend was a little bit mysterious, I'll be frank. It was very long. It was quite bloody. There were four or five fatalities on each side and a number of casualties, quite a bit of damage inside the city. The government there, meaning the rebels, say that what they did is they took out a group of loyalists, a Gaddafi fifth column that had masqueraded as a rebel brigade. And this rebel brigade fifth column had camped out in a license plate factory. Now, this has happened against the backdrop of a lot of tensions within the rebel ranks now coming to the surface around the murder of their general, Abdel Fattah Younis. Abdel Fattah Younis was himself considered by some to be potentially a Gaddafi loyalist because for years he had been a close confidant of Gaddafi and his interior minister, which means he was in charge of detaining and torturing political dissidents, including many people now in the rebel ranks. But at the same time, he is also one of the most prominent members of one of the biggest tribes in eastern Libya. And so when the rebel government announced his murder, it set off a lot of tensions within the rebel ranks and fears that this tribe would march on Benghazi. I met with many members of the tribe, and they were not shy about blaming the rebel leadership for the death of the general. But so far, they're kind of holding back their young men and waiting to see how the council responds.
We're speaking with David Kirkpatrick, a New York Times reporter. David, just we're trying to re-identify people. You're live on the Tunisia-Libya border this morning. Is this a result of just the length of the conflict in Libya and that things are devolving into a kind of paranoia about who's infiltrating whom? Or is there something orderly about how this is evolving?
Civil wars go 5 months or even rebellions. I don't know whether 5 months counts as long or short. It's longer than Tunisia or Egypt, but you know we'll see how history plays out. What we're learning, though, is two things. One, as many have observed in the past, it's the nature of war to bring out the worst in governments, whether they're rebel governments or not rebel governments. And so you begin to see a little bit of lying, some covering up, some defensiveness, some internal tensions coming to the fore. Two, the rebels were giving a lie to something the rebels have always said, and that is the rebels have said, look, our cause transcends the age-old tribal loyalties and animosities that have always divided Libya. We're beyond that now. This is now an urban country. We're more sophisticated. We're really and truly coming together behind the banner of a genuine liberal democracy. And I think that's to a certain extent true, and now we see, to a certain extent, not true. And you could tell from the fear in the rebel leader's face when he announced the death of General Abdel Fattah Younis. He was afraid, and what he was afraid of was a kind of tribal backlash within the rebel ranks.
Well, the underlying dynamics are very difficult there in Libya, reported by our partner, the New York Times, David Kirkpatrick, who's live on the Tunisia-Libyan border on his way to Tripoli. Thank you, David.